Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Oh yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that re o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Chisa!
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am Joy Mpande, and I'm not alone. As usual, I am joined by... That's right. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday, we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means that you already know what time it is, right? It's New Music Friday, so of course, we start with some music news. It's the end of the... It's almost the end of the year, right?
Yebo.
So the talk right now is... Who's going to take Song of the Year? Do you have an idea? I mean, already I saw we had an article up about Afropop duo Malini getting Song of the Year after two decades in the industry. I was just like, do you even know the song?
No, I don't. But
can you sing the song?
You have to.
Well, by the way, the name of the song is Uzbali and Aike. It's featuring Yashlim Club. Is that the song?
Yeah, that's the song.
But they threw
them in the fray because of Ukhozi FM, and as you know, Ukhozi FM, naledi followers sitting out, naledi listeners sitting out.
Absolutely.
So, and the sad part of that top 10 was that there was no Amapia, no Patas, naledi that Pinayam Tandini, SK featuring Mahu, it's Gucci. In the element in the piano, but there was an outcry about the top 10 because the top 10 didn't have my piano and all that.
I mean, most of the songs there we didn't know. Like last year, did we not see who's this guy again? This Maskandi artist,
Ukhuzani.
Ukhuzani getting booed off stage because here you are. We all know that we're all singing Iplan by Tugzin. Zala Tugzin. And now suddenly, when I get Ukhuzani, you're winning Song of the Year. You know, some of these things are very questionable. I think even Ukhozi FM and their vetting system, I really wonder how they really get to pick the top 10. Is it voted for?
But I mean,
the whole selection process, is it voted for? Or do they sit down and say, you know what, we think the song that has been mostly requested?
I doubt. I doubt hore ba tlhalang ntwe no. I think bon ba dikhetsetse fela. Because they need to reach guys from Bohlohlube, King Bojozini, Mangusi, as you know, KZN as a province in Kool. Then we get people from KZN who are here in Joburg, babamba ku Cape Town. So I guess maybe ba bona playlist or what, but I don't know hore selecting system ya bona ebyang.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's tricky, though.
It's very tricky, man. And I think we're going to have another artist being booed off stage because we're expecting it to be Zingumalo or whoever, maybe Focalistic with this new challenge that he has.
That's where you capitalize. You like writing about people who got booed off stage.
But that's the thing, this actually happens, and we need to let the masses know that this happened. People who missed the booing situation should know that this happened, and especially because it's unexpected that, you know, the most celebrated artists, I mean, for exactly, well, specifically the fans, don't expect, you know, their favorite celebrity to be booed off stage. Somebody like Ukhuzani, who's very celebrated in the Maskandi space, you don't expect him to be booed off stage.
No.
But there you are in KZN and he's being booed off stage. Bongo Riot's being booed off stage. He's a legend in this industry, yet very much, you know, underrated for some godforsaken reason. And he was booed off stage, but that was because he just chose the wrong song at the wrong event. You know,
sorry to dive in, I just want to find out. Well, what was he booed for? Which song? Because
he
I can say, but you translated it, but...
No, so basically, I mean, if you at a Burning Spear event, there are a lot of Rastas and reggae fans, and they're very, I don't want to say conservative when it comes to certain things, but let me just say that, in fact, because the issue there was he decided to... You know, sing a very explicit song at the event, and it was like, whoa, like, what are you doing? Like, you can't talk about wanting, you know, and things like that. So, if I can say that. Well, I'll leave it at that, but I can imagine, you know how the rest of that sentence really ends. But that's exactly why he was booed off stage, because he just chose the wrong song. Also, he was performing for too long, and then he fought with somebody he brought on stage, and he grabbed the mic from that specific artist who I don't know till this day. And then was like, no, you're stealing my shine, get off stage. So the entire drama that he was causing for people that are all about peace with the ganja, come on. That was just the wrong thing to do.
I tell Vital.
You understand? Man of a battle, don't lose the battle. You know? But yeah, that's that on that. Who do you actually think is going to take Song of the Year this year?
I think Cairo.
Cize's very much but Cize, up there.
But I think Cairo.
Okay.
If not, Bareng Marum.
Bireng Marum with Tokenistic, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that as
okay,
well.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
Well, now then, what do you think?
I think those two are definitely, you know, they stand a good chance of becoming this year's Song of the Year. I also think Zinxumano's, what's that Shia song? Outintamaki.
That's Tukzin's song.
Well, I mean, do we really remember the DJ or the producer?
Yeah, that's Tukzin's song.
Right. So, well, her or him, I hope he actually takes it this year, because we didn't really give it to him the other time. Well, he did get Gagasi FM Song of the Year, but it doesn't matter. Basically, we should give it to him again this year. Another song, I mean, Water, we're over it. Might still play, though, in certain spaces. Khayelitsha or something. Yeah. I think that's the chat. Basically, it's unpredictable. Yes. We'll see. Harakaulangwaha.
But
I will be playing gospel and praying.
I'll be asleep then.
Right? Yeah. Like, I actually don't really want to have plans on New Year's. But too excited. I mean, I don't want to get into trouble. I'm always at home on those kinds of days. Christmas is a family day. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is still a family day for me as well. I don't want to be in the streets with drunk people who don't, you know.
You gotta really love drunk people, hey?
You gotta love drunk people. I mean, I'll get drunk at home just secretly while praying at the same time, because Jesus created the wine, right? Anyway, it is December, and a tour that I guess the Tigers have been looking forward to is Tyler's tour in South Africa, the two-city tour that's taking place in Cape Town, of course. Come on. What the heck? And in Midland as well. This is happening on the 5th of... Oh, so today.
Midland tomorrow.
Yeah. No, wait. Today at
Cape Town,
in Cape Town, as well as in Pretoria, Midland is going to happen on December 7th. This is at the Sunbed Arena. And for some reason, we're both not going. What is that about? I actually should be going, because I do kind of support her, but I generally don't have the energy.
I was out and about last week, so I can't be again. Plus, no way. I was so sharp.
Come on, growth.
I was
Amatambo.
No, I was bedridden on Monday, so I want to avoid such things. Because last week I had, I'm a part pile.
Okay.
So that event, I bring us a sharp.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Okay, Patron. We are even not even in 2025, but it's already new year, new you. I love that for you. Some unfortunate news, however, in some other news, Kwaito star Doc Shebeleza, he's also bedridden, actually, speaking of such. But he is showing signs of recovery. This is after on Sunday we reported that the 51-year-old musician had been hospitalized. And this is... I'm going to say allegedly, because this is somebody's health. He is diabetic, and, you know, he was, according to his manager, Mavundla, he was okay. He was not showing any signs of, you know, being unwell, but suddenly, you know, he had to be hospitalized and then taken into the ICU. But now the update is that he's out of the ICU, and he's recovering after undergoing an operation on Monday. So, yeah, sending love and light.
Shemesh.
I just hope he sees Christmas. That's my chat.
No, just up a well.
Yeah,
like he's 51. Melapile. Melapile. At least yabantwana bakubona ukuthi umsebenzi kababa bunje kusoso but manje we had a lot of sad news this year.
So, and 51 is still young.
Yeah.
Fairly young.
Because my mom is 58, so in the end of 51, no
problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll move on from the sad news. Love and Light, definitely sending him some well wishes, hoping that, you know, he does, you know, fight a good fight and come out on the other side. And some more lighter news. Congratulations are in order for Tepi Vundla as she celebrated her nuptials this past weekend with JR. We know that they've been together for some time. And I think the fans at some point were just like, when are you guys going to get married? And they did. At some point, they did a traditional ceremony. But now this past weekend, they had a white wedding, which is quite a beautiful thing. And yeah, I guess that's that on that. I mean, I don't think we're really that interested in that, I think. Yeah, it's just love and it's beautiful and there's not really much to say to that. I mean, siyazi ukuthi bashadile bahlala bana abantwana bayithu. It's not really like news, you know.
Mina my eat couple pretty ugly no. Ay,
always. Ay, I think that's love.
Love where I can go. Love where I can go to the wedding. I forced. I'm afraid I'm not here, mama.
Come on now.
Okay. Like I didn't know hore, but they look this cute when they are together, like until Babona go friends of Amstel. So, I bad shame.
They are definitely
by final and plus the guy is short, the girl is above.
I mean, hiding enough. Sana. Yeah, they definitely look beautiful together, Bundle and pretty, and they have a beautiful child together as
they
well.
They've got a child.
Her name is Africa.
My name is Djibouti.
She's a she. Basically, it's quite a beautiful one. Somebody else who I think in terms of nuptials that I did not expect to hear this year is Kanyisa Jacqueline, the Amapiano sensation. Her tying the knot is like, Aibo, sissy, well, you're not on stage, this booked and busy. Oh, when did you get the time? Dollar and all of these things. This is who I'm talking about, by the way, if you do not know her. I can't even sing a song now, but I know she has definitely a couple of hits out there. But yeah, she is officially off the market. She took to her social media just recently, sharing pictures from her traditional ceremony. She was pretty much a blushing bride. I'm just saying, we're all shocked. Who's this man? When did you get it? Is that your manager? Like, when did you get the time, girl?
All I'm saying, Guti, asengxabana ningasifunile. Angithi nisimemanga emshadweni. So you are not writing anything. So nikhululekeni. Continue and nokuposta kweni.
Sana. I guess. I guess, yeah, that's definitely one way to look at it. But I mean, sifuna ukungena, sifuna ukwazi, we all want to know. Just like how when Siya Kolisi and Rachel were together, you know, we wanted to know when they were no longer together, because it's an absolute shock. Just like
together?
How Pretty Ugly and Mutle, if they dare split, God forbid, you know, we would all as a nation be in mourning for quite some time.
I mean, I'm blaming piano love, eh? Why must run manage after piano?
Hi, girl. Let's move right along on that note. Ulongwe Thala, sana. I am so tired of this old man.
Nga sambizu ulongwe Thala.
Simbizu ba?
La Mrs. Brother.
Wow. Well, technically, right?
It's barasa kulichana.
The Dragonation. I mean, already the Twalas are very much upset that their name is being tarnished by this man who just keeps getting into trouble. He just can't help it. Already in September, if you've been living under a rock, let me just catch you up. In September, he allegedly broke into his father's home, stole his clothes, household items like air fryers and stuff, as well as equipment which were worth 200,000 rand. And he decided to just sell it for a mere 500 rand, you know, to get his fix. Well, guess because that's because he was allegedly on a high when he was doing one of these things. And he did that with his brother, Usillo, but Usillo was pardoned because there was no really evidence linking him to the situation. But yeah, like, Ulongwe, wait, if it's not Senzo, it's this. Anyway, he was released on warning, right?
Yeah,
at some point. Hey, but then he decided not to show up in court, and he said, it's because I was sick. Bati, who did you tell that you're sick? He's like, I told my aunt. Bati, when did you tell your aunt? Where's the medical certificate? There was no evidence to prove that he had actually consulted a doctor or that he was sick. So now, with all of these lies, he's set to appear on December 9, which is on a Monday, for his bail application, because despite him being in the wrong, he still hopes that he can make it out behind bars. But we all know his father wants him to stay behind bars for some time.
But he looked clean. Huh?
He looked so clean, a fresh cut. Unlike the other time where Anali Mpanza
yana mola nika thing. No, I think... he listens to this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because why Kulume and Panja last week, then this
and
week.
Now, you know, I mean, long way. I wonder what he traded it for. You know, when like behind bars, you have to trade to get certain things. Like Nota was saying that he traded his last bar. Oh, no, he had an extra bar of sunlight and he traded it in to get his clothes washed and ironed. So I wonder, like, his fresh cut, or is there, obviously there are salons actually, so maybe he just went to the salon.
But the truth of the matter is that mtanako mtanako, and I doubt kuthi uchiko noma sejele angekafuni ukwazi ukuthi umntana uyaphila ora kaphile. Of course, well-being, of course unama visitors. I'm sure but niggas are okay, good, you can trade maybe or something like that.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the mtanako, pelele la panyakum lashen for moon. But in then he is dead, there you.
Okay, speaking like a father of one. Behind bars. Because he's better off there than in the streets. In the streets, he could possibly get himself into more trouble and possibly die. Behind bars, you know, you at least sort of.
I for sure, right. It is going to be an uproar, yo. Bambona.
At this point, the lesson is just stay away from drugs, children. Drugs are bad. From weed to cat.
It depends what drugs. Kona lama drugs lawa. You can't tell what to seven sama drugs.
Then
kona lawa umuntu abantu pema ma drugs. Yo, kulahleka ma tin open up. Kulahleka yonke into. Hey, jontjwa ma pipe or geezer. Yabona. Kona, like you can, I say to moon to my drugs, Mara. I found that before we to drugs too. Man City drugs, you expect to nyaupe, ama tataranya malala, which means it's pity.
I think drugs are just drugs, and all drugs are bad, apart from the ones that you get from your doctor. Those are the good ones where they're supposed to medicate you and make you feel better, not ruin your life and have you destitute when you actually have a father who could give you anything in this world. And this is what you decided to be. I'm very disappointed, to be quite honest. I'm just like, what I would do if I was longer. Look at me, bruh. I mean, you know,
lobola kanjani uvelani maybe he'll change phela ngithi eish okay
yeah yeah si ake lapho
plus he's a musician and Kulichan is a musician so bangayenza into e right
it's sort of something
it's sort of income nyana then lama drugs lawa thola kanjani ngoba uthola by ruining his father's life.
Anyway, speaking of drugs, you know, I found out that song Yaga Mampenja is actually talking about drugs.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that until 2024.
Well,
here we are.
Couldn't I never stop? I'm spotting Mercedes.
Mercedes is also talking about drugs?
Yeah, Mercedes is drugs.
It's drugs.
It's drugs in Durban.
What kind of drugs are those?
Ilawa hamba ni intambo. Intambo lezi. The case, like, for another
what?
Serious. Mercedes, serious. It's like that, serious. No wonder SAPC couldn't play that song any further. Because they found out that Kulman is a
drug.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a drug dealer in Tambo. Hey, I'm a drug
dealer. Mercedes
Benz. I upgrade you.
You can ask anyone from Tambo, they'll know. Mercedes Benz. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that. What are you watching this December? I mean, a lot of people right now are trying to watch, you know, Christmas movies and stuff like that. I genuinely do not. I'm not a fan of Christmas movies, if anything. And this is, I wonder if Nelina Gozalata SABC 1-4 or 1-3 and TV. I'll have to definitely watch it. But now we have so many options that I'm definitely not watching a Christmas movie. But what are you watching right now?
I've got an honor.
Okay.
Privilege.
Okay.
Gucci, my partner, totally Netflix. So
come
I'm
on.
Watching Netflix. You all talk about that was a change. One, no.
No.
Because I know, but Gozalata, Home Alone 1, 2, 3. Then Gozalata, Bumatia. So, Masses with Netflix isn't all reality show.
Reality yeah, show.
Plus you like,
on.
Yeah. Plus you like reality
I
show.
I am so a sucker for.
I started watching it last week. King, that program. I mean, you
love never lies.
Watched it the whole day last week. So I'm about to watch the reality show. The failure.
It's lit. Like, let me tell you, if there's any show that's messy right now, if you like some messy content, that's definitely the show to watch. Love never lies. Not promoting it. Obviously, this is not a paid, you know, talk or whatever the case may be, but that's definitely something to watch. Yeah.
As a keeper, man, Netflix, my birthday.
Yeah. I wonder if I would actually get on such a show, like where I'd be tested. I feel like I'll definitely be pushed in a corner to cheat on my partner, and my partner might definitely take the opportunity.
It's tense.
Like, why are we testing God?
Because I think they were testing them. Like, I wonder with things of Anjan. Like, they take your partner, they send her to
somebody they already know.
Then after you miserable, they haven't spoken to her. Then after 2 or 3 days, then you watch.
It is quite intense. If anything, for me, the guy who decided to sleep with somebody else on national television. So this day, I'm just like, yo. That time you're busy saying you're not really aroused by your partner. What a
Everyone
hot.
Is talking about it. So
absolutely.
We need to watch, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But December, I'm not watching any Christmas movies. Otherwise, I can go to a shipping and drink.
Yeah, but I'm already thinking
but
about
But I'm saying thanks right to now. My partners, Petty Netflix, Manji, Nati Sakama.
You know? Mm. Okay. Yes, Anna. Nami, I also want some. Oh, okay. I'm already using the family one, so. Anyway, there's definitely a couple of shows that are coming up. You know, life is getting interesting, TV-wise, gig-wise, or whatever, TV guide-wise. That is with Uthando Nesithembu returning for yet another season 8. This will be... it will start airing in January 22. So already we're starting it on a messy session because we know Thando's team will go net drama. Like, umamkulu, okay, son. Polygamy is yet another thing. But yeah, that's that on that, right? What other shows are we really watching? Oh, the Mabazo funeral.
Ah, reunion. Ah.
It is actually hilarious.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I didn't think I'd change it to Mbongi Netflix.
Come on, Netflix.
I wouldn't know such things. Channel 100. I said, cook Channel
100. Speaking of some drama and stuff, what is the chat with Mam Kize? I mean, last time we did see SARS pouncing her KZN mansion after the High Court granted them a raid. What's the update? Where's she at? I see Sebastian Pisan is still living her life like it's golden on social media. As for Mam Kize, I sent her a text. She's not responding. I think she changed numbers.
I think I saw her on someone's status.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Polokwane while her team, Royal AM, was playing against Kaizer Chiefs. I think it was on Saturday.
Mm.
Then I saw the clip on Sunday morning. So I think Sadala is low key, man.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. I would as well.
Because that thing, it's an embarrassment. Like, we want to purpose, we want tow truck. Like, tow truck on its own. Yeah, but
I'm a lot
Yeah, for call. And I want to cook it and tongue. Yeah, I didn't mean. So I'm sure Satatum Sala Pants can run.
Shame.
But she brought this to own herself, eh?
Right.
I'm a melang with floss, Ganji.
You know, when you have money, just keep it to yourself, bruh.
I want to close out, pay 300 rand.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, she gave you one tick.
Again, one tick. I get to know if she's changed numbers or what. I mean, the profile picture is still there, so I'm not blocked. But ingena antique. So
That means Tabela had those carte blanche vibes.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't take her phone out, did they?
No, they didn't.
Exactly. So what the chat? Well, that's been it for this edition of the Chisa Pod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on Iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisa Live. This Chisa Pod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande.
Khomotso Mkhamedi.
Until next time, goodbye for now.
Sure.